Birmingham, Alabama, the heart of the South, this is the heart and soul of rock and roll. Brought to you worldwide by Birmingham Record Collectors Club, dedicated to the collecting and preservation of music through lasting friendships. BRC is the largest group of its kind in the United States and produces the largest CD, record, and music memorabilia show and convention in the southeastern U.S. every third weekend in August, and will again be at the Gardendale Civic Complex near Birmingham, Alabama. Now, with thanks to Birmingham's own Bobby Mizell and his pumpin' piano, welcome in, you rock and rollers. Once again, Birmingham's own Bobby Mizell brings us in with the Heart and Soul Boogie, and that brings us back into another edition of the Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll, presented by the Birmingham Record Collectors. We've gathered all those folks together to present colorful music. Charlie, you've got our first one.
We're going to go first with the color green, and we're going to start off with Johannes Bowens, born in 1944. He was a Dutch singer and songwriter. Elvis was his musical idol, and then later on he would even form a band called the Soul Invention, and what they would do is do covers of American soul singers such as Otis and Sam and Dave. Later on, the band changed their name to George Baker Selection. Bowens took the name of a character from a detective novel that he had been reading. A selection from their debut album called Little Green Bag, which went on to be a big worldwide hit. Bowens, now Baker, first heard this song on the radio while at work at the lemonade factory where he was working part-time. So you can imagine what it'd be like to hear your music come over the loudspeaker at a lemonade factory. The original name of the song was Little Greenback, namely the U.S. dollar. Remember the first line of the song? Looking back on the track for a little greenback? Three rhymes in that short line, and green bag just doesn't fit. But the song was given the name Green Bag erroneously, and the rest is history. So if you thought that bag of marijuana was the discussion of this song, it's not. Here's the George Baker selection with our first color title, Little Green Bag. Thank you.
Hi, this is Tom Garrett of the Classics 4, and you're listening to the heart and soul of rock and roll with all the gang from BRC and Rocking Ray the DJ, too.
Birmingham's BRC.
White Rabbit by the Jefferson Airplane, a band that formed from a house band at a club called The Matrix in San Francisco in 1965. Grace Slick, lead singer for the Great Society Band, joined the Jefferson Airplane in 66 to complete them. White Rabbit, written by Grace Slick and recorded in 1967, and reached number 8 on the Billboard Top 100. The band, as they say, took flight commercially from there on. On RCA label, White Rabbit, Jefferson Airplane.
Next, one of my favorite Stone songs. Bill plays a booming bass line, Charlie sets up a driving beat, and Brian shows off his sitar licks. It's dark, and it borrows a line from Irish writer James Joyce, "I have to turn my head until my darkness goes." Paint It Black from 1966, a number one U.S. and U.K. hit, The Rolling Stones.
Maybe then I'll fade away and not have to face the facts. green seagull turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
This is John Adair with the Ramrods. You're listening to the heart and soul of rock and roll with my friends from the Birmingham Record Collectors.
BRC is a nonprofit group of over 300 members worldwide. Come join us.
The good guys make the scene with music.
The Blue Collar soundtrack from 1978 was from the movie Blue Collar, about three auto factory workers in Detroit in the 70s. It starred Richard Pryor, Harvey Keitel, and Yaphet Kotto. Blue Collar is the theme music, and the title song, Hard Working Man, was written by Jack Nitzky, Ry Cooter, and Paul Schrader. The song is performed by Captain Beefheart. Let's listen to Hard Working Man from the soundtrack of the movie Blue Collar.
Thank you. study hard as you can. It didn't make no difference. I'm just a hard work driving man.
Got a two-color song for our theme this time, Red Cadillac and a Black Mustache, a really fine cover by Warren Smith of Bob Luman's original. Smith recorded on Sun label in the 50s, and in the 60s he recorded on Liberty label also. This version was recorded in the late 50s, but not released till 73. Sam Phillips thought it was too flat sounding and too much echo in it, so he sat on it till then before he turned it loose. Let's spin up the Red Cadillac and Black Mustache.
Who you been loving since I've been gone?
The long tall man with the red coat on.
Good for nothing, baby, you've been doing me wrong.
Dining and dancing in the cabaret. He was long and tall, he had plenty of cash.
He had a red Cadillac and a black mustache.
He held your hand and he sang you a song. Who you been loving since I've been gone? Who you been loving since I've been gone? Who you been loving since I've been gone?
Magic City of the South.
A bunch of guys formed a group while they were together at a high school in Cincinnati. One of the guys got sick. They had to have a new member come in, so they found a gentleman by the name of Otis Williams. Thus, we have later on a group called Otis Williams and the Charms. The Charms had the hits Hearts of Stone and Ling Ting Tong also in their repertoire, along with this song we're going to use now for our color, Ivory Tower. This song came out first in March of 1956 by Kathy Carr, and later on that same month, the Charms version came out. And then a month later, Gail Storm came out with a cover of Ivory Tower. Kathy Carr's version went to number 2, Gayle Storm's went to number 6, and The Charms went to number 11 on the pop charts. Later on, Williams would move to Nashville, and he'd even do a country LP with Scotty Moore doing some guitar work for him. So here is Otis Williams and The Charms, Ivory Tower.
Oh.
Now to add a little pink to our theme, John Cougar Mellencamp with Little Pink Houses. This song tells that whatever your situation, this is still the best place to live, even with some of the inequities and other human failures. John Cougar Mellencamp with Little Pink Houses, a top 10 hit from 1983.
Little pink houses for you and me. Oh, the building, baby, for
nonstop music.
Neil Young wrote our next color song while he was sidelined with a back injury that kept him from standing very long. So he sat and played the acoustic guitar. Linda Ronstadt and James Taylor were in town for Johnny Cash's TV show and provided backup vocals. Heart of Gold, number one U.S. and Canadian hit, Neil Young from 1972.
Another two-color song is Lavender Blue by Sammy Turner. It charted at number 3 in 1959. This is a fine ballad produced by Lieber and Stoller and featuring guitar by Phil Spector. Another one of Sammy Turner's favorites is Sweet Annie Laurie. But for now, let's hear Lavender Blue with a nice girl group backing him up. Here's Sammy Turner.
Lavender blue, dilly dilly. Lavender green. If I were king, dilly dilly, I need a queen. Whoa, told me so. Pretty little child on a
dress of lavender blue. Dilly dilly, lavender
and you are listening to the heart and soul of rock and roll with all the gang from BRC and Rock and Ray, the DJ, too.
Good guys!
What color is her hair? She's a blonde. I don't know if there's a Crayola crayon that's blonde, but I bet there is. But as far as hair color, we know that blonde is a color. I've heard some people say blonde's not a color. But we're going to use it in this theme right here. We're going to have some Jerry Lee Lewis right now with Big Blonde Baby. And I'm not sure what the color blonde would stand for, like so many other colors can stand for different things, but let's just say it stands for Girl on a Beach. Now let's hear the Killers sing about his Big Blonde Baby from 1958. Here's the flip side of Loving Up a Storm, Jerry Lee Lewis and Big Blonde Baby.
Wailing on the corner like an old tomcat, shouting and a shaking almost on my bed. Who walks by? Mine. Jump in your horse up for a big blonde baby. Yes, indeed, she flipped me, she was so divine. Fell right down and begged her to be mine, all mine. Held her tight, a good night. Jump in your horse up for a big blonde baby. Big blonde baby, ooh, glory be. Here I go, big blonde baby. Kisses me, reaches till I'm hollering a gosh oh gee. Loves a man like no one can. Jump in your horse up a big blonde baby.
Coming up is Sam Cooke's version of Little Red Rooster that highlights his blues side. Recording and written by Willie Dixon, it was recorded by many other blues artists, singers, and bands. Cooke's hint of a soul rendition reached number 7 on Billboard's Hot R&B charts and crossed over to number 11 on the Billboard chart Top 100. From 1963, Little Red Rooster, Sam Cooke. Themselves keeps all
themselves. He don't want no hen in the barnyard, laying eggs for nobody else. Send him home. Said if you see my red rooster, send him home. I ain't had no peace in the barnyard since my red rooster been gone.
Hi, this is Tony Buccella with the Letterman. You're listening to the heart and soul of rock and roll with all the gang from BRC and Rockin' Ray, the DJ, too. Keep rocking on.
You've got the heart and soul of rock and roll. BRC Radio.
Green River leads off Creedence Clearwater Revival's third LP, and it was about a place John Fogerty vacationed at in California. The title comes from a soda pop flavor that he liked as a kid. Number two hit from 1969, Green River, CCR.
Blue on Black was released in April 1998. This cut and Voodoo Child helped make the album Trouble Is Blues Album of the Year in 1999. Let's listen to Kenny Wayne Shepherd as he sings about heartbreak after going through a tough breakup. Blue on Black.
Yeah, chill into the bone.
doesn't bring you back.
South, number one in Alabama,
Birmingham, CRC,
Magic City of the South,
Magic City of the South,
Magic City of the South.
Dodie Stevens gives us at least three different colors, pink, tan, and purple, in her hit, Pink Shoelaces. 1959, as a 13-year-old, she had this as a number three hit. Her given name of Geraldine Ann Pasquale was changed by Carl Burns, the president of Crystalette Records, when he seen her at a local talent show and gave her the song. When Dot Label picked up the distribution, it really took off. Here is Pink Shoelaces.
Now I've got a guy and his name is Dooley. He's my guy and I love him truly. He's not good looking. Heaven knows, but I'm wild about his crazy clothes. He wears tan shoes with pink shoelaces, a polka dot vest, and man, oh man, he wears tan shoes with pink shoelaces, and a big Panama with a purple hat band. He takes me deep sea fishing in a submarine. We go to drive-in movies in a limousine. He's got a whirly birdie and a 12-foot yacht. But that's not all he's got. He's got tan shoes with pink shoelaces, a polka dot vest, and man, oh man, he wears tan shoes with pink shoelaces, and a big Panama with a purple hat band. To war, so he went out and enlisted in a fighting corps, but he landed in the brig for raising such a storm. When they tried to put him in a uniform, he wanted tan shoes with pink shoelaces, a polka dot vest, and that old man, he wanted tan shoes with pink shoelaces, and a big Panama with a purple hat band. Started feeling sick, and he decided that he better make his will out quick. He said,
just before the angels come to carry me, I want it down and writing how to bury me.
A wearing tan shoes with pink shoelaces, a polka dot vest, and man, oh man, give me tan shoes with pink shoelaces, and a big Panama with a purple hat band. Purple Hat Band.
Purple Haze by the Jimi Hendrix Experience came out in 1967. This was the first pop charted song the group had. This was considered by most to be about drugs, but it was not. Hendrix said he wrote about a guy who was in love with a girl. He puts it this way: this guy likes this girl so much that he doesn't know what state of mind he's in. A sort of daze, I suppose. That's what the song is all about. Hendrix read a lot, and one book he read was entitled Night of the Light. This was about a story set on a distant planet. A line in the book says that sunspots produce a purplish haze. So now you know you don't have to think about drugs when listening to the song to figure it out or to relate to it. So here's the Jimi Hendrix Experience, along with Mitch Mitchell and Noel Redding, Purple Haze.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Screamin' Scott. You're listening to the heart and soul of rock and roll with all the gang from BRC and Rockin' Ray, the DJ, too.
Yeah, we're rolling.
BRC.
The good guys make the scene with music.
A very talented singer, songwriter, painter, Joni Mitchell describes herself as a painter derailed by circumstances. As a singer-songwriter, we all get to enjoy her folk, pop, and jazz style of songs. Now with Joni's famous environmental line, They Paved Paradise and Put Up a Parking Lot, from her third album, Ladies of the Canyon, in 1970, Big Yellow Taxi by Joni Mitchell.
Up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum. Charge the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey, farmer, farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on my apples, or leave me the birds and the bees. That you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard the screen door slam. And a big yellow taxi took away my old man. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. I said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. They pay paradise, put up a parking lot.
Our next color song dates from 1976, when Declan McManus cut a few songs for the Stiff record label. These songs would be packaged into My Aim Is True, the first LP by Elvis Costello. Certified platinum, My Aim Is True also contained the hit Allison. Here is The Angels Want to Wear My Red Shoes by Elvis Costello.
Just to say it. Oh, I know that she's disgusted.
Oh, why's that?
Cause she's feeling so abused.
Oh, that's too bad.
She gets tired of the lust.
I'm so sad.
That it's so hard to refuse. Can you say that I'm too old when angels have stolen my red shoes? Oh, I said I'm so happy I could die. She said drop dead and left with another guy.
things have gotten rusted. You know the angels wanna wear my red shoes, but when they told me about the side of the bargain, that's when I knew that I could not refuse. And I won't get any older now. The angels wanna wear my red shoes. Oh, I won't get any older now. The angels wanna wear my red shoes.
Dave Gardner, comedian, drummer, singer, had a top 20 hit in 1958 on the OJ label, White Silver Sands. He took this as his signature song to open up his club performances. Because of his Rejoice Dear Hearts album in 59, comedic style, he was known as Brother Dave after that. Don Rondo also had a hit same time of the same song, but Brother Dave Gardner had the original hit and best version. Let's enjoy that version, which brings up the thoughts of PC and Gulf Shores Beaches, White Silver Sands.
Deep blue pearly water wash upon white silver sand. There on the brink of love I kissed her and obeyed my heart's command. Where the deep blue pearly water wash upon white silver sand, we watched the sun set in the evening in a far distant land. Oh, here beneath God's blue heaven, there's a place I must go. The sun set in the evening with the only love I know, where the deep blue pearly water white silver sand. There on the brink of love I kissed her and obeyed my heart's command. Silver sand, there on the brink of love I kissed her and obeyed my heart's command. We watched the sun set in the evening, see the moon yellow and pale, watched the gaucho ride the pinto out across the pampas trail. Where the deep blue pearly water wash upon white silver sand. There on the brink of love I kissed her and obeyed my heart's command.
And with Brother Dave, that's going to wrap up our visit to all the various colorful things that you could have for song titles. A rainbow of colors for this particular show. We'd like to thank all you guys for pulling all those great songs together. Looking ahead as we look into 2016, of course, each year we do a special program sort of honoring the music of those who we have lost in the past year. And we will be doing that as we get into the middle of January, sort of a salute. And of course, each year we seem to be losing more and more of the great artists that we've all come to know and love. Buddy Holly, of course, is saluted as we get into February of this next year, as we do each year. Other great shows all coming up for you, and we hope you'll join us for all of those on the Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll from BRC and all the guys here. Rock and Ray saying thank you for joining us for this one. We hope you'll continue to listen to the shows. They're all available on the website. For now, that's going to wrap it up. Mr. Bobby Mizell and our theme song. Go, Bobby. From the Birmingham Record Collectors Club and originating from Birmingham, Alabama, this has been the Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll, a historical educational project presented to preserve this important era of uniquely American music. Please email your request to me at ray@rockingray.com. Comments and suggestions are also welcome. Make your plans now to join us for our BRC record and CD show at the Gardendale Civic Center in Gardendale, Alabama. While on our website, explore other features, projects, and informative articles. Thanks to our theme music goes to Birmingham's own Bobby Mizell for the Heart and Soul Boogie. Keep on rocking, Bobby.